Somebody on your job may not have been getting on your nerve, but you still owe God a praise. Amen. I owe him a praise. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for my wife and all the saints. I thank the Lord for just keeping me. I thank God for always being with me. And Brittany was up here talking about her hips and all of this that was bothering her. Man, I still was having trouble with my back. You know, I mean, my back just, it didn't get right. I ain't going to say it won't get right because it got right. But, man, on a Thursday, I was doing fine, you know, and the devil just showed up out of nowhere. I said, Lord, just like he can show up out of nowhere, so can you. Amen. You can show up too. Matter of fact, you're already with me, but my back just threw me for a loop. I mean, the spasms got the tightening up, and I was talking to my son, and it got me so bad, I yelled, and he said, what's the matter, Dad? I said, oh, what's going on? I mean, I was owing. Well, you thought I was in labor pain way I was hooping and hollering, but I was hurting. He said, you need us to come get you, Dad? I said, I might need you to, because I couldn't sit. You know, I had this. He said, well, drive with your left leg. I tried to drive with my left leg. I mean, I was all twisted up. And I made me a doctor's appointment. But the doctor couldn't do nothing for me. Look, I love my doctor. Because my doctor said she can't help you. She said, I just can't help you. He said, well, I'll give you the medicine that you want. Got the prescription. Went home. I didn't take none of that prescription, but I did take some medicine. And so I laid down for a while. And as I laid down, it seemed like it got worse. And I'm thinking, what is going on, Lord? This something ain't right. And I got to ask my wife, so put your hand on my back where my kidneys are. I still just want her to examine me. You know, tell me what's it. Right there. I said, no, it ain't right there. Well, if it was right there. But still, I said, Lord, you got to help me. So you know I got to preach Sunday. And I laid down and I just rested. But while I was resting, I was talking to the Lord. While I was resting, I was praying and crying out to Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, heal me. My favorite scripture, by his stripes, I am healed. I was trying to quote every scripture that I can think of that came to mind. And so later on, I woke up and I had to test it out now. Twisted a little bit. I ain't feeling nothing, so I twisted some more. I ain't feeling nothing, so I kept on twisting. You know, I felt a little bit of something. And I thought, well, maybe I need to walk or something. And I think the Holy Ghost had already told me I need to stretch. You know, I had started stretching. Then I stop. Exercise is like a job to me. I do not like working out. I don't. I mean, it's like I'd rather work 20 hours on a job than go exercise. I would. You know, I do not care for exercise. And so, but, you know, the Bible tells me that bodily exercise profited little. And he said it didn't profit you at all. But I said, Lord, I got to get this little bit of profit then. And so I begin to stretch. And I walked, got out the house, and I walked maybe a mile, I don't know. But I began to just exercise, not just my body, but I began to exercise the faith, the word that I heard. You got to get out there and do something. You know, it's not like I don't do nothing, y'all. But my job, I drive a lot and I sit a lot. I drive the whole county. And then I get home. We want to go somewhere. I said, Twan, you going to drive? No, I've been driving all day. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll drive. And so I drive. But then I got to the point where I said, you know, Lord, I'm hurting a little bit. The stretching was doing good. I know it's going to take some time. You know, I got to keep doing it. But I went to the extreme. Man, we did some yard work, and we got the foundation, got up. Concrete poured and stuff. My yard was still messed up. It's been messed up since March. I'm like, Lord, I'm tired of my yard looking like this. He said, go out there and move them rocks. I'm like, well, I need some help. And every time I need help, I ain't got no help. And so I went in there and got my shovel, and I just began to, I filled up one of them dumpsters full of dirt and rock and got in the house. My wife said, you just don't learn, do you? You don't know how to sit down. I said, I got to do something. But I'm telling you, after that, I know it was God, but after that, I felt so much better. I mean, I feel like, Brother Keith, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. I'm like, man, I can do some more of this. If I had another trash can, I would have still been moving that stuff. But I didn't have none. But I ain't hurting. I told my wife, I said, boy, I wonder if I'm going to be hurting tomorrow. I said, no, Lord, by your stripes, I'm here. And I got up this morning and felt so good. Because before, you know, when I didn't stretch, I was just stiff. Tight, barely can move. I'm like, man, that's not me. You know, I'm a super worker. You know, I mean, I used to do everything and then nothing bothered me. You know, I'm like, I'll do it. But now I'm like, Lord, what's going on now? He said, you need a stretch. And I thought about what some people said, you know, get on something and just hang and stretch your back. But I ain't got nothing that tall. You know, of course, I'm seven foot four, you know, so it got to be way up. But God is good. I owe him a praise. Amen. I thank God for touching my back again. I thank God that I listened to the Holy Ghost to know that I got to do something too. You know what I'm saying to saints? You got to do something too. Amen. This body ain't made to sit and lay it around. When God put Adam and Eve in that garden, he told them to what? Replenish the earth. Work, you know, replenish. You got to work. Amen. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. We want to be fruitful. And we want to multiply. But we don't want to work. You got to work. This body was designed. Amen. I mean, think about these sports cars and all of this stuff that they made. It was designed. And it was tough to go through what they have to withstand, amen? And so is this body. This body is wonderfully and fearfully made, amen? It's made to work, amen? It ain't going to break down. It seems like it's just the opposite. You can work this body. You work it right. It stay in shape. But when you don't do nothing, it break down. Man, it's like that expensive car we got. We didn't drive. They said, you got to drive them cars. You just can't let them sit. They break down. Yeah. And the more you drive them, the better off they are. I'm like, well, I got to start driving. So I thank the Lord for touching me yet again. Amen. I thank God for being so good. I thank God for his mercy, his grace. I thank the Lord for what he's doing. Lord, can I pray for you? I mean, I just got a word for you. And this word could be for somebody else too. But as you was testifying, the Lord gave me a word. David said, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord is going to perfect everything in your life that concerns you. God knows your heart. He knows what's on you. Amen. He knows what you're concerned about. Husband, children, health, and all this other stuff. Lay it aside. God said he's going to perfect it. He's going to perfect it. Amen. He's going to perfect it. He's the only one that can do it, Lord. Let him do it. Amen. Keep on trusting God. You keep on believing God. Jesus is the way. Amen. 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 So God is going to perfect that which concerns you, my sister. Amen. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. God going to perfect. He's going to do it. I ain't gonna keep on have you believing, holding on and not come through. I don't believe it take God a long time to do nothing. I just don't believe it. He said he hastens to his word. That means he hurry up. Amen. So if he ain't hastening to you, check yourself. Don't ask God, why ain't you doing it? Lord, what am I doing? Help me, Lord. Amen. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. Amen. He's a keeper. Man, you got a testimony. I ran over by a tractor. Ain't got no broken bones. Lord have mercy. That can't be nobody but the Lord. That can't be nobody but God. Give God some praise. That can't be nobody but God. That wasn't no happenstance. That was a miracle. That's what that was. I'm going to be reading out the book of Mark chapter 4. I'm going to be at verse 13. And I titled this, How Deep Is Your Roots? How deep do they go? Amen. And this is the parable about the sower. Sowing seed on all types of ground. And we know there's all types of grounds out there, amen. There's all kind of grounds out there. But God is looking for the right kind of ground. He's looking for that ground that's broken. He's looking for that fallow ground, amen. God wants you to break up the fallow ground because the seed has been sowed, but it don't seem like the seed is bringing forth. And if it ain't bringing forth, it ain't God's fault. Amen. He's sowing the seed. The preacher's sowing the seed. The prophet sowing the seed. The evangelist sowing the seed. Your brother, sister, they sowing the seed. But it's got to be in the right type of soil. Amen. It's got to be. It's got to be. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done and what you want to do and what you're going to do, Lord. Because, Father God, we believe, Father God, that you are true to your word. We believe, God, that you're a man, that you cannot lie, God. Hallelujah, God. We believe, Father God, that you came, God, for the sick, Lord God, the lost, Lord God. We believe it, Father God. Not only, God, you came from, you're going to heal, Father. We just thank and praise you for what you already done in this house. We thank and praise you, Father God, for what you've done, God, in our house. Now, God, we ask that you just continue the move, Lord God. We ask that you will break up this morning, God, the fallow ground, Lord God, that the seed that is sown, God, will fall, God, in the right place, Father. We ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look on the sick this morning, God. Those, Father God, that are sick in their bodies, Lord God, we pray, God, you touch them, Lord God. Those, Father God, that are locked up, Lord God, those that are in nursing homes, God, touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are poor, Lord God, out there on the street, God, have no place to go, God. We ask that you would look on them, God. Make a way for them, Lord. Touch the people's heart, God, where they will minister needs to the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you would use me, God, for the time that you allotted me. God, I pray that you will speak to me and speak through me, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God one more good clap offering this morning. He's good. He is good. I'm not going to try to hold you long this morning. I'm going to start at verse 13. How deep is your roots? We got a t-shirt that our family made for one of the reunions. And it's got on it, it's got a tree. And it shows a bunch of roots that's going way down. And our last name is Deez. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, in the hood, you know, not even in the hood, we say, instead of these, we say Deez. These roots run deep. God got roots deeper than these roots, amen. He's trying to get deeper. He's trying to go deeper and deeper inside of you, amen. He's trying to get that word inside of you to where we're going to talk about. Whatever you ask him for, it shall be. That's going deep. Amen. We can only go so deep. These can only go so deep. But God wants to go deeper than these roots. He wants to go deeper than your roots. Amen. Everybody got some roots out there. You got your story to tell. Amen. But God got a story to tell. And you're going to tell this story because them roots going to run so deep. You're going to be out there telling what God has done for you. Amen. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower, let me start up at the top and read about this. Okay, let's start. I'll start the first verse, y'all. Mark 4:1. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and 100-fold. And he said unto them, he hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now let's go to verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they had heard, Satan cometh and immediately taketh away the word that was sown into their heart. He's telling us that he's got these types of ground that he's sowed in, the wayside, the stony, and the thorny, and the good ground that he sowed. And said, these are they by the wayside where the word was sown, but when they had heard, Satan came immediately and take it away, the word that was sown in the heart. How is it that God sows something and the devil just comes automatically and take it away? This wayside is the heart, is some ground that was, the word was sowed on, and it just sat there. And it just sat on the surface. It didn't do nothing. You know, people sit and listen to the word daily. They read the word daily, but they don't do nothing with the word. Amen. That's why it's just sitting there on the surface. That's why the Bible says that Satan came immediately and took what was theirs. Amen. He took it. If Satan can come and take what God gave you, then you ain't doing nothing with the word. Amen. It's just sitting there. It's idle. God wants you to do something with this word. Amen. The word was sown in the heart on the surface, that it didn't get down in the heart. And so when the winds blow, when the storms come, you know, the word just goes away. The wind just blows the seed away. Amen. It blows it away. And these are they that receive the word by the wayside. Get this. He said they received the word. You know, a lot of people are receiving the word, but it's something that you got to do with the word. Amen. You got to put this word into action. You got to put it into play. Amen. And some God give you a word. You just go, God gave me a word. Go home and watch the NBA finals. God gave me a word. Go home and watch the love of my life. God gave me a word. God gave you a word. Then ponder that word. Think on that word. Take that word back to God. Lord, what do this word mean? Lord, I'm going to wait on this word. Amen. And that's another thing. God give you a word. The devil come immediately take it. He come and tell you something else and take that word. You forgot what God told you in the first place. Amen. He come with another word. But that ain't the word that God told you. Amen. You know, that's why I say, God, I ask God, Lord, if you tell me, then that's what I'm looking for. If you said, then ain't nothing. I hear what y'all saying, but I'm going to keep that word. Yeah. Amen. It may be the word. Deuteronomy 28. Isaiah 40 may be the word, but they ain't the word that he gave me. You got to keep what God give you. Amen. And he says, And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they had heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endured but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. He said, these are they that the word was sown on stony ground. So we got the word that was sown by the wayside. People just don't do nothing with the word of God. It don't mean nothing to them. Amen. But these are people also that got the word sown to them. They received the word, the Bible says, you know, in stony ground. Amen. You know, you ever see plants and stuff come up out of rocks? You know, I got rocks at my house and I got to pull these little weeds out. And they come out real easy because they ain't in the dirt. They just sitting in the rock. You know, they roots can't go down and out. But they roots hit them rocks and they just stay right there. And so I go by and just snatch them up. But every now and then, I find one that ain't in the rocks and I think I can snatch it. And I just take the top of them. I'm like, oh, I got a stubborn one. He done dug down in there deep. Amen. Amen. But these ones here, that they were in the stony ground. Amen. And the seed is the seed in the stony ground is when you heard the word and got glad, the Bible said. You got glad and got the shouting. You got the dancing, got the running around. Keep your word now. Keep the word now. Because they had no root in themselves. You got to have that word got to do something to you. It's got to get down in you. Amen. You know, James said, when the trying of your faith come. Amen. When persecution and affliction came. And when it comes because of the word. That's what it said. When affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake. It came just because you received the word. When you receive the word of God, here comes trouble. Amen. Here comes some persecution. Here comes some affliction. Here comes this tractor trying to run over me. Huh? Amen. Here comes something negative coming my way. Why? Why does the persecution and the affliction come? Because of the word. Amen. I mean, you know, when you got saved, more trouble came than you had before you had salvation. Maybe you had a whole lot of trouble before that, but you forgot about it. But it just seemed like in my life, when I was out there in the world, I had some troubles. But man, I ain't had the kind of troubles that I got now. You know, I was doing all right, I thought. I know now I was on my way to hell, you know, because I didn't have Christ in my life. But I thought I was doing okay out there in the world. You know, I had money in my pocket, which is a problem now. I had a really nice car, didn't have no problem. But I got a few of them, but all of them got problems. Amen. You know, so when you receive God, when you receive the word, the devil ain't going to let you go easy. Amen. He ain't going to let you skip to Maloo. No, he ain't. He coming after you because he know that you got something precious. And a lot of people don't know that they got something precious. Amen. That's why they lay it by the side. It really don't mean nothing to them. The devil knows what you got, but we got to realize ourselves what's inside of us, what we got. Amen. We got a word. I see why, brother, you want to find your Bible. I thought, wow, I would have just went and bought me another Bible. He said he needed his word. That one, that's what I want, Lord. See, that's the kind of faith God's looking for. I can go and buy me another Bible. But I want that one. I'm familiar with it. Ain't that what Jesus told Thomas? Touch me. Come on, handle me. You know, God wants you to handle this word. He wants you to be a part of this word. Amen. Because this, when you become a part of the word becomes a part of you. Amen. And so here it is. Because the Bible says, because of the word brought some persecution. It brought some affliction. It brought some disruption. That's what the word did. The word disrupt things. Amen. Amen. Is that all right to say? It disrupts the world's views and the world's values. It disrupts the world's status quo. It disrupts how the world say we supposed to live. Amen. The word came down and told you that you can't do this no more. And that's disruption. What you mean I can't do this? I can't smoke no more? Oh, I can smoke if I want to smoke. They passed the law. I can smoke weed if I want to. That's the law. See, the word is quick and powerful. Amen. The word is quick and powerful than any double. The word interferes with the way that the world says to do things. Amen. And we know that the world can tell you all kind of stuff to do. That you can do this and you can do that. The world telling folk that there's many ways to get to the Father. Ain't no one way to get to the Father. And you can get to the Father any kind of way. Well, I don't want you to show me because I know there's only one way. There is only one way. And Jesus is the way. Amen. You know, Jesus said, you can't get to the Father but by me. And I'm the door. Amen. I'm the only door. Amen. And you got to come by way of this door. Amen. And God's got a way that you can't go over. Amen. He's got a way that you can't go under. God's got a way that you can't go around, but you got to come in at the door. Amen. And Jesus is the door. He's the only way to the Father. Amen. I mean, that's what the word does. It disrupts things. Amen. The word came and caused some trouble. The word interfered with the hard heart. Amen. The word came and told you that you got to love your enemy. Amen. Not hate them. Amen. The word came and told you got to love everybody and not just somebody. Not just who you want to love. Amen. You just can't pick your circle and put these people in your circle. You got to love the one that's mean to you. The one that cussed you out. Man, yesterday I was coming home and getting on Highway K from getting on Page Extension from Highway K. And out of nowhere, this little car just came. I said, oh, my God. You know me? It stirred me up. Lord said, what are you doing? I'm going to tell them. I'm going to look over there. I'm going to do something. You know, get up there. The word won't let you. When it's down in you, the word ain't going to let you cuss nobody out no more. Amen. The word ain't going to let you give them the finger no more. Amen. The word going to keep you quiet. He going to tell you to study to be quiet. Be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to wrath. Go on about your business. Amen. Because sometimes, man, you get yourself into some trouble out here. It ain't like it used to be where you can just lay on home. Them folk will pull over, stop, and get out of them cars with machine guns and shoot you up. These folk out here crazy. So God is teaching us something. Amen. He's teaching us something. So the word, it comes to interfere. It'll cause you to speak well about those who speak evil against you. Amen. It interferes with the lifestyle. Amen. That's what the word does. It interferes with our life. It came and made you a new creature. Amen. Is that all right? The word came and made you somebody that you didn't used to be. Amen. I used to do all those things, but I don't do them no more. I used to go to the club, but I don't club no more. I used to smoke some weed, but I don't smoke weed no more. I used to have me a drink every now and then, but I don't do those things no more. And so when your friends find out that you're different now, they look at you all crazy. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, you're better than us or something. I ain't say that. I just don't do that no more. You know, when I got saved, they tried to tell me I can go back into the club where y'all know my testimony, how he came in the club. When I say he, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, came in the club, I ain't saved, and got me out of the club. What I look like going back to the club to speak to somebody, to say farewell? I say, man, I'm not going to no club. Well, the brother pastor said, well, I'm going to go. And I almost said, so what? But I just held my peace and I said, because so what was trying to come out. And so I said, okay, you go ahead, tell him I said hi. You know, so what I look like going to a club, you know, for you all that never heard this testimony. In my younger days, y'all know about the clubs too. You know, used to wait late at night for it to start really getting hot. And so I went to this club, me and two of my buddies, and I didn't drink. I got me an orange juice and I sat at the table. I'm looking around. And I guess I just want to look like I was fitting in. Wasn't nothing in that cup but orange juice. Wasn't no gin, because I was the type of person, when I went to any kind of club, any kind of club, I had to be in my right mind, because I didn't know what's going to kick off in there. You know, I can't be sitting up around folk, man, outside my right mind, folk shooting and cutting folk up. I got to see, I got to know where the exits are. Amen. And so I'm sitting there. And I called him something back then. And all of a sudden, something came to me and said, go home. You don't belong here. I looked around. Second time, same thing. Then the third time, I bowed my head and I said, something trying to tell me to get out of here. Something. And so I went to my buddy and said, man, y'all got to take me home. And they said, what's the matter, Fred? You got some static? That means you got some trouble? You know, somebody flexing on you? I said, no, man, just take me home. Somebody step on your shoes? Because I had a thing about somebody stepping on my shoes. Look, man, I just had these polished. You know, and so I said, no, just please take me home. I said, all right, man, we'll take you home. So they took me home. It's a long story. So they took me home, and God saved me after that. You know, I met my wife. I already knew her. I met my wife. Then I met my pastor. You know, I thought she was my auntie, a cousin, whatever. I said, no, ain't none of my auntie. I ain't your auntie. I'm Pastor Celeste Davis. And so God saved me after that. But I didn't understand it. Amen. But I obeyed what I heard. You know, I know now who this something is. You got to know who something or somebody is. His name is Jesus. It was the Holy Ghost directing me out of him. So when I went home every day after work, I would sit in this red chair and just read my Bible every day. And my mother told my family, God is calling him. Now, I didn't understand that. Calling me to do what? I just thought I'd like to read the Bible. She didn't make me read the Bible. I just thought reading the Bible. And I know when nobody but God drew on me. Amen. And so they thought they could come back around. Hey, Fred, let's go do such and such. This, I got married then. Hey, before we got married, I was saved. We was taught not to shack up by Pastor Celeste Davis. You know, we didn't believe in sleeping together, you know, and trying each other out just to see if we like each other. No, you're going to have to go through. I might be getting off. Yeah, I might not come back, but I don't care. We believe that you had to be saved. We believe that you have to be married. Amen. Before we believe that you got to make that commitment first. Amen. Because we believe also that with that commitment, we weren't thinking about us having the problems that we had right now, that we had in our past. One thing about, but we believe that we had to stick together. Amen. We believe that we had to stay together. And it was taught to us. And a lot of people don't believe that they got to stick together. They believe they can just hop out. Hop to another, keep on hopping. Man, how many hops that you gonna make? You know, we believe when Jesus called us, he already told us what we was gonna have. He said, foxes have holes, birds have nests. I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. Y'all still wanna follow me? You're gonna go through some valleys. Well, I follow you, Lord. You know, for sickness, you know, or death. Amen. For better or for worse. You know, and so they came and they thought that they can just pull me out of my family. Man, we finna go shoot some ball. Come on, we'll be able to get you. I said, no, you ain't. I said, man, I got a family now. You know, I got these young kids here, man. If I do anything, I'm doing it with them. That's what my mind was. That's what my heart, that's what my daddy did for us. You know, I'm not finna leave them and I'm gonna go out there and have fun. I'm going to go out there and teach them how to play sports. I'm going to go out there and teach them how to do things. Amen. My time is going to be spent with them. And they didn't understand. Ah, She got you on lockdown. I said, well, I guess she do. You know, and I'm glad I'm on lockdown. But not long after that, Tawana, how many of them falling place after came after us? Boom, boom, boom. Oh, man, I'm finna get married. I said, oh, really? You're going to be on lockdown. You know, you can't do all the stuff that you used to do. Amen. The word comes, it does disrupt this life. And I'm glad it disrupted that life. Ain't you glad that the word came to you and disrupted your life? You know, put you on a new way, amen, on a straight and narrow way. But people say, I can't make it. Oh, it's wide enough for you. You know, you can make it through the narrow way. Yes, you can. Amen. If Jesus got to open it up a little bit, you're going to get there. Amen. You're going to get there because Jesus is leading the way. And so the word came to disrupt this life that we know of. That's why we are new creatures. Jesus wrote this in Matthew 10, 34, 35. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance or difference against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He came to set a difference between the mother and the father. I mean, the mother and the daughter, the father and the son-in-law and the son-in-law, the sister and the brother, whoever it may be. Somebody going to be offended in that family, what Jesus is talking about, because somebody going to say, I can't do that no more. I'm saved. Amen. That's what Jesus is talking about. I came not to send peace in the house, because one gonna want to go this way and one gonna want to go that way. And God is looking for you to stand. Amen. Stand for holiness and stand for righteousness. Regardless what mama say, regardless what the sister-in-law or the brother-in-law or the mother-in-law say, if God put a word in you to stand, you stand. Amen. That's where the variance is going to come at. That's where the difference is going to come at. That's where the separation is going to come. Amen. Because the word of God, persecution and affliction, it came. And I know it came. And it's going to keep coming. But James said this. He said in James 1:2-4. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But he said, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, one and none. Temptation is going to come from all kind of places. You know that. Amen. If it comes from your job, count it all joy. If it comes from home, count it all joy. If it comes from the neighbor, the Bible says count it all joy. If it comes from your children, count it all joy. Amen. Count it all joy. I don't care what your trouble is today. He said count it all joy. Amen. So count it all joy. If it may even come in the church, but count it all joy. Because David says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, come on, the Lord delivered them out of them all. I don't care where you're standing at today, what affliction that you are in today, the Lord, God Jesus will deliver you out of them all. Amen. All of them, not some of them. He ain't gonna leave nothing undone. Amen. He's going to perfect that which concerns you, everything. Amen. Everything that concerns you. If you believe that God is going to perfect everything that's concerning you, you better start putting a lot of stuff on your mind, because he's going to perfect it. Amen. You better start putting a lot of stuff in your heart. Lord, you said you're going to perfect. That's what the word say. I'm just rehearsing what the word say. You know, and I have to apply this to myself too. Lord, you said you was going to save my children. Amen. Lord, you said you was going to heal me. You said by your stripes I am already healed. That's what the word says, Lord. You know, I'm bringing the word back to you. Amen. You wrote this. You had them write this down. Amen. I asked for it. I'm glad he gave it to us. Yes, I did. I asked, Lord, help me. And God gave me a word to help me. Amen. By his stripes, I'm here. He said, but many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them. What? All of them. Ain't nothing that you got that God can't deliver you from. You know, I don't care what the doctors say. God can deliver. You know, the doctors are getting so smart and wise now. They just saying, I don't know. I really can't help you. You know, I appreciate that. You know, don't be using me as no lab rat. You know, I appreciate when you say you can't help me, I shake your hand and tell you thank you. Yeah, that happened to me one time. I was hurting so bad, having these migraines. And I used to get on my church nerve because they were always praying for me. You know, I was always, these migraines would attack me. You know, at home, my wife couldn't sleep. Sons couldn't sleep. I got this one son, he would just massage my neck. I mean, he'd be up all night. And I'm like, man, you can go lay down. He said, no, Pop. And he would just massage me. But when he got tired or when he had to leave, I had to deal with it. And it was just a mess. And God came and healed me. God came in the room one night and delivered me. You know, by his stripes, I'm healed. And so they said, Dad, did you go to the doctor? I said, come on. Y'all know I go to the doctor all the time. Just go this one time. And I thought, I'm going to go for you all's sake. I went to my doctor. And she said, Big Al, I don't know. I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. I said, thank you. I said, I know. I had to come to satisfy my family. They wanted me to come. And the Lord said, just do what you've been doing. I said, well, Lord, by his stripes, I am here. One day, God going to come for you. One day, God going to come and show up. That's what he said this morning. He's going to show up. Amen. When God show up, God, he just ain't showing up without no blessing. If you've been waiting for him, God got a blessing for you. If you've been steadfast and unmovable, God got a blessing for you. God just ain't going to show up and say, hey, Sister Tina. Hey, Brother Clay. God going to do something for you if you're expecting it. Amen. You got to be expecting it. You got to know that God is able to do it. God wants to do it. Amen. He will do it. I'm a living witness that God would do it. You know, they tell me, God don't do no healing. God healed me so many different ways. It's crazy. So many different ways. I know God is a healer. I know he is. I can't nobody make me doubt him no more. The song said, you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. I don't know enough about him. What I do know is that he healed me. What I do know that he delivered me. What I do know that he kept me. And God will keep you too. God is no respected person. You know what he do for one, he'll do for another. Amen. But you got to have what that one have that the another need to have. Faith and patience. Wait on the Lord. Know that God is going to show up. Know he's going to move. Know he's going to get you that job that you've been waiting for. Boy, if y'all were here a month or two ago, testimonies how God just do miraculous stuff. You know, open up doors when doors were closed. Heal people when the doctor said you ain't no healing. Cancer, you name it. God did it. And I'm telling the truth, church. You name it, God did it, and he will do it again. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. I ain't up here just talking. This is the truth. God will do it. Amen. And so these are they which sowed among the thorns, he said, which such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of the riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful. Now, maybe a whole lot of scriptures out there we can talk about, but this thorny ground, the word come and people just let the thorns come up and just choke it all out of them. A good word. Amen. This good word. I mean, John said, love not the world, nor the things in the world. Amen. So we got to let the world go. And some of the saints just hard. It's hard for them to let the world go. They got one foot over in the world. And they got one foot over here in the church. God wants you to sway all the way over. Who's on the Lord's side, Joshua said. Who's on the Lord's side? As for me and my house, Joshua said, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm step all the way over. I'm just going to trust him all the way. Amen. Because the world ain't got nothing for me. You know, don't let the world choke this world, this word out of you. Don't let the world choke Your finances. God, yeah, you might be needing fun, but don't chase it. You might need a house. Don't chase it. You might need a car. Don't chase it. Who are you supposed to be chasing? Man, you better be on. You better be right behind God chasing Jesus. You know, you better be running for your life. Amen. Because God knows what you have need of. He does. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But we go first seeking the cause. God, I need this car. I just need this car, Lord. Every day you get up, I need this car. That's all right. I ain't telling you don't ask for your car. You ask what you want. You're supposed to. But don't ask in a mist where you just want to consume it of your own lust. I was telling this brother, somebody asked me to pray for them for a van, minivan. And they was telling me about they need this van. I'm thinking, and this is a Christian. And I'm thinking, what are you going to do with this van? So when they got to talking, I said, are you going to go and pick people up in it? You going to fill it up with people that want to go to church? Well, I don't know about all that. You know, I mean, you're asking, it's consuming up your own lust. You know, I believe God would hurry up and got him in advance and said, yeah, I'll pack it out. I know I can pack it out. I'll bring some people to church. But they don't even come to church no more. They don't even go to church no more. So John said, 1 John 2:15 said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and is not of the Father, but is in the world. Amen. That's what's in the world, saints of God. So don't let the thorns choke the word out. Amen. Let the word go down deep inside of you. Amen. God is looking for us to go deeper. Is that all right? Is that all right? And he says, the good ground. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. These are they that hear the word and receive the word. They're going to bring forth 30. Everybody going to bring forth the same. Some 30, some 60, some 100. Long as you bringing something back, amen. You bringing 30-fold. You bringing 60-fold, 100-fold. These are they that came through great tribulation. These are the hearts that received the word, and it just didn't sit on the surface. They didn't just let it sit and not do anything with it. It doesn't just last for a while. You know, this word, when it get down in, it just don't last for a whole while. It's not like when the storms come, amen, then the word is just washed away. When the word found good ground, when the word found good soil, a good heart, a believing heart, man, you can let whatever will come, amen. Let the winds blow. Let the storms come. Because when that word is down in you, it ain't going to move you. David said, I shall not be moved. Amen. You won't be moved when the word is down in. Can't nothing take you away from the word. You know, and nothing nobody can say. They can say, well, this is your last week on this job. That's all right then. If this is my last week, then I got a new beginning. Amen. You know, God, when you got that word and when it's down in you, can't nothing shake you. Can't nothing move you. Amen. Because you're anchored. That word has gotten down in you so deep to where I don't care how bad the storm, a cyclone can come. Or troubles. It can come. But it might push you. It might push you. Push you. Push you. But it ain't going to pluck you up. Amen. It may make you, sister said, it might bend me, but it ain't going to break you. You know, and even if it break you, God is able to mend you back together. That's just the kind of God we serve. Amen. God is looking for the good heart. Amen. He's looking for some good soil. Amen. And so he said, just because he says, it doesn't, this type of seed, this type of ground, it doesn't last for a while because it really sounds good. The thorny ground, it doesn't care about the word. It only cares about the world. But the good ground, he receives the word and it gets down in his heart. And no storm, no trial, no test. I don't care what you face. I don't care what you face out there. When you got the word down, and that word get down in your heart, amen, and not just a surface word, not just a word that makes you glad. When you get out of here, you sad. You come back glad and you go back sad. When you come in here glad, go back glad. Amen. Don't leave the same way you came. If you came in bad, don't leave bad. You came in sad, don't leave sad. You came in glad, stay glad. Amen. Know that God is with you and for you. Amen. And so it don't matter what type of trial, what type of situation that you're in. Everybody is going to get a chance to hear the word. But God, when this word finds good ground, he ain't going to let you fall. Feel like you be falling. Feel like you're ready to just plop over sometimes. You get so worn out with these tests and trials, with family situations. You know, I mean, I thank the Lord that, man, I tell you, family can be something else, but I love family. You know, my family, they get into it sometimes, and I don't stay away. It always find a way to get to me. And so I try to give them a good word. I try to bring peace. But some want peace and some don't want peace. But, well, God knows how to bring peace. Amen. He does. God knows how to humble you. God knows what to do. And I'll be thanking him. Lord, thank you. I ain't wishing nothing up on nobody. But the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. Amen. That he may exalt you in due time, in due season. You got to humble yourself. If you don't humble yourself, God sure know how to humble you. And when God humble you, you don't know what God going to do. And God start humbling folk. They start talking different. They start acting different. They start looking different. You know, when God start humbling folk, when I mean by that, stuff start happening in your life. You know, you might get a body condition, or you might lose your job. Something might happen to you. Then that whole perspective about what you feel about your neighbor, about what you feel about your brother, your sister, it goes away. They start talking about what we need to do. Well, just do it. If you know you need to do, what we need to do is come together. Well, come on together. Let's get on the prayer line. Let's start praying. Amen. Don't let God humble you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. God ain't going to let you fall. Jude said, because now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. Everybody's going to get a chance to hear the word. Amen. But you got to do something with the word. You got to do it. Paul tells us in Hebrews 2:1. Let us give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. Don't let the word slip, amen. Don't let it slip away from you. It could be in the testimony. It ain't got to come from the pulpit. It can be somebody just stand up, turn around, and admonish you. Take that word. Take it and put it up. You know, it's a jewel. It's going to work for you one day. It might work for you that day. Psalms 1 talks about the blessed man. Y'all know about the blessed man. Psalm talks about the blessed man who meditates in the word day and night. He meditates on this word. He don't let the word slip. And meditate is thinking on word. But this meditation, I found out, is mutter. It means to mutter or to speak. Say something. You know, when God give you a word, rehearse it over and over. Isn't that how you learn something? When you just take it and just repetitiously go over and over, shoot. When I got in that fight in third grade, y'all probably said, what you doing fighting in third grade? Got my lips split open. Mama didn't take me to the hospital. That's why I know that scripture so well. That's why I know it works too. Mama put me on the couch and said, baby, just say, by his stripes, I am healed. And I just kept saying, by his stripes, I'm healed. I just believed what she said. I didn't sit there and think on the word. I muttered. I said something. Hannah was muttering. Amen. The priest saw her lips moving. What I'm trying to say, God is looking for you to speak the word. Amen. He looked for you to speak it out. Amen. God was looking for you to speak his word, bring his, he said, remind me, bring my word back to me. Bring it back to me and I will perform it. Amen. And so meditate means to mutter, to speak or say the word. That's what the centurion said. Only speak a word. You just got to keep rehearsing what God has put inside of you. Lord, you said, you said. That's all I bring back to him. Bring it back to him. If you ain't got the word, get a word. Get in that Bible and find your word and stand on that word. Amen. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Amen. If God spoke it, then he's going to do it. And if he said he going to make good on his word, I don't know how many times I done told people that I was do this. Good intentions. I overload myself. But I can't get to him. I can't do it. But God, and you're going to never overload God. He bring it on. Bring it on. You can't never overload God. Huh? Your problem is just right for him. Your situation is just right for him. So rehearse the word. God is looking to see how deep that word is going to get down in you. When the word get down in you deep, then he know who his child is. Then the word get down in you deep, then God knows that you're going to stand. You don't know that you're going to stand. Because ain't nothing going to bring no fear to you. Because the God, Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. People can say all kind of stuff. They were saying all, when stuff happened, they say, well, you might have this. This might be going wrong. That might be happening. And you sit around and listen to all that stuff, and you start saying, yeah, you're right. You start agreeing with the wrong word. But that ain't what the word says. The word says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. The word says the promise is for you and you and for your children and to them that are far off. And as many as the Lord God will call, that's who the promise is for. Amen. We just got to keep the word. Let the word get down in you. Let it get rooted down in your heart to where when the winds blow, because they're going to come. The storm's coming. Might be in a storm right now. Amen. The wind's going to blow. Whew. But after the storm cease, because the storm's going to cease, the devil's going to see you standing. Standing like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And in his season, your season is coming. In his season shall bring forth fruit. Amen. And his leaves won't wither. God bless you this morning. Let the word dwell in you richly. Amen. Let God's word get down in you. And believe his word. Don't shelf it. Don't put it on the shelf. Put all that other stuff on the shelf. Take his word. David said, well, I hide the word of God in my heart, so I won't sin against you. I believe it's a sin. We take God's word and just don't do nothing with it. You know, his word is his son. His word is him. Amen. We got to do something with the word. Amen. God bless you this morning. Hide the word in your heart. And how deep are your roots? My roots run deep. They run so deep, they get out of the south. But Jesus' roots get down in me. They're going to run deep. They're going to keep on going deeper and deeper. Deep. Don't you want to go deeper? Ask God to put the word in you. Put the word in you. God bless you. Anybody need prayer this morning? Nobody need prayer. Come on, give God some praise this morning. He's worthy. Give him praise for what he's done for you. What he's done for you. You can't tell it like I tell it what he done for me, but you can tell what he done for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We got a prayer request from online, so I want to make sure I use the microphone because I think it's someone that's been watching. I don't know if they mind. I won't share everything, but person's name is Nikki. They live in Wentzville, actually. Mm. I guess what they wrote, I'll just read it. Hopefully it's not a big deal, but.
You skipped, I guess, if you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you personal information. My name is Nikki. I live here in Wentzville. I'm embarrassed to ask for help. I have been housebound for years. I suffer from, I'm going to guess this is agoraphobia. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that. It says panic and derealization disorder.
Anxiety.
It's hard to explain. I've been trying to fight this so long. Medications are not working. On top of it, I'm always sleepy and have non-energy. I can't even get to a doctor. I go into episodes, and I have to go home. I really need some prayers and help. I was raised a Christian and practiced my adult life, but not really trying hard to pray and develop a relationship with God. Although I feel I'm too far gone sometimes, if I could leave, I would try to come to church. Even watching a live stream makes me feel embarrassed or wrong in some way, like I don't belong. I do believe in God and I love him. Jesus is my Savior, but I don't feel worthy of being saved. I would just like some prayers if someone could please. Thank you.
Amen. Nikki, if you're still watching, the devil is a lie. If you're still watching, I want you to tell the devil yourself, devil, you a lie. The devil is lying to you. You can make it. You will make it. We will be praying for you. We're going to pray your strength right now. Don't you get embarrassed at all. Don't you get embarrassed. We all, maybe not in that aspect, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have things that we're dealing with, Nikki, but we're going to pray that God will have mercy upon you and release you from this demonic attack. Father, come on, church, raise your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, God, for this woman, Lord God. Lord, we know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but you came, Lord God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Lord God, I pray that Nikki will believe that she can have life abundantly. I believe, Father God, that you, God, oh God, put on this website for this reason, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you will loose her, Lord God. I bind the devil right now, that lying spirit. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you will loose her, God, from the grip of the enemy, God. Loose her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I pray, God, that you make her free and free indeed. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you, God, will give her the courage, the strength, Lord God, to step out, God. Step out, Lord God. Lord God, let her know that she's not alone, God. That you are with her, God. We are here for her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, deal with her, Lord God. Help her, Father, we pray, God. Loose her, Lord God. Have mercy, God. Make her free and free indeed, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord God. God, we know that you're able. God, you said healing is the children's bread. God, we send the word to her, Lord. We send the word to her, Father God. Lord, that you came, God, to heal every sick, every disease. You did it, Lord. And Lord, you'll do it again. Let her receive the word, God. Let her receive her healing. Nikki, you shall be healed. You are healed. Nikki, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Confess it right now. I am healed. I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. Now, God, we give you praise, God, for what you did, God. Give them praise, Nikki. Give them praise, Nikki. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'll reach out to you, Nikki, and we can talk. Amen. God is able. How many know God is able? How you know? Hallelujah. How you know he's able? How you know he's able? Because he did it for me. He did it for me. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He no respect to person. Amen. He's just looking for somebody to believe him. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to believe him. Amen. So, Lord, we pray today. Nobody else need prayer for anything? Touch and agree. We pray also. Let us stand. Dismiss. We pray also. First of all, we thank God for just increasing the Vacation Bible School. We thank God for a third consecutive year that we've been doing, and thank God for the teachers, Lord God. And we just pray, Father God, that next week, Lord God, that you pack this place out with the children. Pack it out, Father God. Pack it out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you found good ground this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for sowing the seed, God. We thank you, Lord God, for strength, Lord God, for those that need strength. We thank you for the encouragement, God, for those that need encouragement. Lord, we thank you, God, for the seed, Father God, of deliverance, God, that needed deliverance. God, we thank and praise you right now, God, because you're so good. Now, God, we ask that you keep watch over us, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to hide the word in our heart, God. Help us to seek you, God, and search for you, God. You said if we do, God, we will find you, Lord, when we search for you with all our hearts. So, God, help us, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Now, God, we pray that you watch over us, Lord, as we leave this place, but never, ever from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.